Blog Talk Radio.
Everything around us that we call life was made up by people that are no smarter than you. So build a life. Don't live one. Build one.
My father could have been a great comedian, but he didn't believe that that was possible for him. I learned many great lessons from my father, not the least of which was that you can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
You have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. Because believing that the dots will connect down the road will give you the confidence to follow your heart, even when it leads you off the well-worn path, and that will make all the difference.
And it is going to get hard, and you're going to want to quit sometimes, but it'll be colored by who you are and more who you want to be. I definitely found that wanting to be an actor stems from wanting to be somebody.
The hardest thing to listen to, your instincts, your human personal intuition, always whispers, it never shouts. Very hard to hear. So you have to, every day of your lives, be ready to hear what whispers in your ear. It very rarely shouts. And if you can listen to the whisper and it's something you think you want to do for the rest of your life, then that is going to be what you do for the rest of your life, and we will benefit from everything you do.
As far as I can tell, it's just about letting the universe know what you want and working toward it while letting go of how it comes to pass.
And you will need to find your passion. Find your passion and follow it. Don't give up on finding it.
As you are responsible for your life. And if you're sitting around waiting on somebody to save you, to fix you, to even help you, you are wasting your time, because only you have the power to take responsibility to move your life forward. And the sooner you get that, the sooner your life gets into gear. What matters is now, this moment, and your willingness to see this moment for what it is, accept it, forgive the past, take responsibility, and move forward.
So when I think of what is the meaning of life, people ask that question on the assumption that meaning is something you can look for, and then what's found it. And it doesn't consider the possibility that maybe meaning in life is something that you create, you manufacture for yourself and for others.
What do you desire? What makes you itch? How would you really enjoy spending your life?
Thank you.
we have as humans. We have something that no animal has. And what it's called is imagination. And what imagination allows you to do, it allows you to see it before it actually happens. What I mean by that is I need you to go 10 years into the future, 20 years into the future, and I need you to see yourself actually becoming the person you want to be. You got to live in the forward. Block the whole world out. Put some music on, some classical music, right? The piano if you need to. I don't know what you need to listen to, but I want you to take 30 minutes. Go in the closet. Go in the basement. Go to the library. Go into a room alone. And I want you to take 30 minutes, and I want you to imagine. I want you to take 30 minutes, and I want you to live in the forward. See, the problem is, I'm talking to some of you guys, the problem that you're having is you're living in the future and you're living in the present. And you keep talking about the mistakes. You keep talking about the past. You keep talking about your trials. You keep talking about your situation. And I want you to know that everybody that's ever been great, everybody has had an obstacle to overcome. They've had a barrier that they had to climb. There is no individual who's ever reached success and he didn't have to go through an obstacle or a barrier to get there. I need you to live in the future. I need you to go in your future every single day. I need you to go in your future. I need you to see what you're going to be. Listen to me. What you are to be, you are now becoming. And so you got to use your imagination. And your imagination has to take you beyond the pain. Your imagination has to take you beyond the trouble. Your imagination has to take you to the next level. We had to see ourselves there long before it happened. The second tool is we got to embrace faith. I have to have faith to believe that the things that I see 10 years from now, 20 years from now, that one day that thing is going to be successful. When I was homeless at 16, I could have quit. When I was homeless, I could have given up. There are many a days that I thought about committing suicide, but I said to myself, E, just keep imagining, keep thinking, keep seeing. Keep seeing what you're not now, but what you're going to be. Sometimes it's going to be hard. Sometimes you're going to look all around you, and nowhere do you see success. Nowhere do you see anything that remotely looks like success. But you got to embrace. Number two, you got to embrace the faith. You got to believe that although it's not happening right now, if you keep pressing, if you keep pushing, guess what? One day is going to be your day. That's right. I need you to say that with me. One day is going to be your day. Embrace the faith. You got to be able to see it and believe it, that when there's no evidence around you, when there's no evidence around you, when you got pain in your life, when you're tired, you feel like giving up, and you feel like quit. When you look around you, you don't see anything that looks anything like success. You got to embrace the faith and believe that one day going to be my day. But one day can't be your day if you give up. If you quit, no day will ever be your day. I want you to fail forward. That's right, I said it, fail forward. I want you to get to a place in your life that every mistake you make, every setback you get, right, every obstacle that you don't that you don't overcome, every barrier you can't climb, I don't want you to give up, but I want you to fail forward. You got to learn from your mistakes, that every mistake you make, you fail a class, get back up and try again. You lose a job, get back up and try again. You put all your money in investment, get back and try it again. If you start a business and it don't work, don't stop, don't quit. Fail forward. Learn from each and every one of your mistakes. Don't quit. Don't give up. Listen to me. Don't quit. Don't give up. If it gets hard, you tie a knot around yourself. You double tie it if you have to, but you hold on. But I want you to know you will never reach your goal. You will never reach your dreams if you don't use your imagination. So when you fail that class, don't drop it. When you fail that class, don't just stop going. You go into the end of that class. You go into the end of that class, and you go into the end of that class, and you go into the end of that class, because I want you to know something. When you start that class over the next semester, you won't be starting from scratch. You won't be starting from the bottom, because you were all the way up here when you quit. And now all you got to do is go a little further and a little further. So keep reaching. Keep climbing. Started with a
vision.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. Fear is a choice.
Only those who risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. I want your dream to be so clear that when you wake up in the morning, all you got to do is step in your dream. And the first step for me was seeing something I was not before I was. You can do it. Where you are is temporary. You will not be there for the rest of your life. I don't care what happens in your life. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care where you are. Every single day you wake up, if you're going to have energy, if you're going to have passion, if you're going to have drive, every day you wake up, you've got to start with that vision. This is a mentality. Like, you got to live this. You got to eat this. You got every single thing you do is not a cute thing. It is a way of life. It's got to possess everything you do. It's got to own you.
There's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A.
I want to see how far I can go. I want to see what I can accomplish. I want to see what I can do, what I can be, what I can have. I want to see. I don't want to see what I think I can do. I don't want to see what I think is possible. I want to see what my life would look like if I didn't count the cost and if I was willing to go further than anybody else was willing to do.
One problem, the violin. Because to do what you do, you've got to be a world-class violinist. Because if you don't, when you're moving around and being thrown around and still trying to play, you end up doing what you did, and that's missing loads of notes. And there were times when it sounded to me like a bunch of rats being strangled. Seriously, that bad. But you're not good enough, I don't think, to get away with flying through the air and trying to play the violin at the same time.
I don't think what you're doing right now is enough to fill a theater in Vegas.
That much movement made you not as great as you were.
Anytime there's a change to be made, you have to realize that there's somewhere else you want to be. And I wanted basically to be happy.
You can't do anything without faith. It's impossible to accomplish anything without faith. So I need you to believe there is still time. As long as there's breath in your nostrils, as long as you can wake up in the morning.
The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it.
So I need you to believe.
Because if you're willing to go through all the battling you got to go through to get to where you want to get, who's got the right to stop you? I mean, maybe some of you guys got something you never finished, something you really want to do, something you never said to somebody, something. And you're told no, even after you pay your dues. Who's got the right to tell you that? Who? Nobody. It's your right to listen to your gut. It ain't nobody's right to say no after you earn the right to be where you want to be and do what you want to do.
You got to do what you was called to do. You got to do what you were born to do. You got to do what works for you, because if you do what works for you, you're going to blow up. It's in your DNA. It's who you are.
Then you get knocked down, you get back up, you get back up, you get back up, and you continue to throw shit against the wall.
Thank you.
how easy and how convenient is it for us to blame everything and everybody for the things that we have going on in our lives? There is a such thing as you being a positive and a great person with the best of intentions towards everybody, and shit is rough and you just can't get a break. But most of you are waking up every day looking for pain, dysfunction, drama, unemployment, being broke, struggling, dropping every excuse in the book about your childhood and the problems and dysfunction that you grew up in that's stopping you from becoming successful. You don't like your friends, so why are you still fucking with them? You don't trust your managers, agents, and lawyers, so why are they still there? Do you really expect your life and career to be any different from messing with the same things, people, and situations? That's all I'm saying. Stop being a lazy, bum-ass person that's full of excuses, sitting around on the pity potty, coming up with every excuse in the world as to why you ain't winning. You are the reason you're not winning. You keep messing with negative, evil, and dysfunctional people and expecting positive results. It's time you get off the pity potty, stop complaining about being out of shape when you never go to the gym. Stop looking at your stomach when you get out of the shower and your body and complaining about the way you look when you're eating everything in sight and never going to the gym. You are the reason you look the way you look. You are the reason you're unemployed. You are the reason why your surroundings are so dysfunctional and negative. You could still be in the hood, broke and fucked up, and living a peaceful life. It's a choice. We are being raised in a generation of people that come up with every excuse in the book as to why they are not winning. You have every excuse in the book why you're not spending time with your kids. Fathers, I'm talking to you. Because you're able to create a child doesn't mean that you're a father. It doesn't mean that you understand the concept of fatherhood. It's time to stop coming up with excuses why 5, 6, 7 months and even years have went by without you seeing your child. It's wrong, and it's only the kids that are suffering in the end. Excuses sound best to the people that's making them up. You got every excuse in the world. That's why your shit ain't moving. That's why ain't nothing changed and nothing will change. Because you have convinced yourself that everything is wrong, everything is negative, and nothing will change. And guess what? It won't change. Change your mind and it will change your life. Change, if nothing around you changes, change the things that are around you. Tired of it. I'm frustrated with the amount of people that are not successful because they have thought their way into a depression. You have thought your way into negativity and misery. You have thought your way into holding on to a dude or a girl that you broke up with a year or two ago and you're still sad and miserable. They didn't move on with their life. It's all in the mind. Change your mind and it will change your life. You just have to wake up. You just have to break that negative spirit. You have to break through all of that shit that you're carrying. I don't feel sorry for you. You feel sorry for yourself. That's the problem. Even when positive people are trying to give you all this good energy, you have tricked your mind to turn every positive thing that they say into something negative. Every time they say anything to try and motivate you and inspire you, you turn every positive thought, every positive intention, everything that they're trying to boost your spirits up, you flip it, shake it, manipulate it, and you are so determined to be negative and miserable. It's unbelievable. But it's a new day. It's a new day. message isn't to tear you down and contribute to your negativity. My intention is to say, enough is enough. God isn't done with you. God is not done with you. That's why you're still here. But I actually have a problem with the fact that there are people out here that could be more successful, but you have fought your way into a depression. You have fought your way into gravitating and moving into the direction of anything and anybody that's negative. Everything about your life that you've decided that you want it for yourself is so negative, but yet you're expecting to produce positive results. It's not going to happen, people. The outcome of your life and your career is based on the choices that you've made. I love you. I'm asking that you get off the pity potty and stop feeling sorry for yourself. For every level, there's another devil. For every level, there's another devil. Get off the pity potty. It's your season. It's your moment. Right now. The question is, are you just going to look at this video and decide, wow, that was some powerful shit, and do the same fucking thing?
Come on.
go. Let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home, instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen at Rome. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable with little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, ahead to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
Catch the first principle. You got to hear it. You can't make a difference until you make a decision. So, for real, some of you, man, you keep crying. You complaining about your job. You complaining about where you are financially. You complaining about your relationship. You complaining about your opportunities. You complaining, complaining, complaining. Listen to me. You murmuring and complaining. You complaining and complaining and complaining. Shut up. Stop complaining and do me a favor. If you want to make a difference, all you got to do is one thing. This is how you get started. You want something different? Listen to me. All you got to do is make a decision. That's it. And for those of you who've been making the wrong decision, all you got to do is make the right decision. But if you want to make a difference, make a decision. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Some of you talk about your economics like you ain't got no control. You got a control. I want you to know that your life right now is the sum total of your decisions. Not your mama's decision, not your daddy. Listen to me. Even if you made their decision, you decided to make their decision. So I need you to do me a favor. I need you from this day forward for the rest of your life, make a decision.
And you want to see yourself beyond your circumstances. You got a challenge? See yourself beyond your challenge. See yourself with the challenge already resolved. And knowing that all is well, seeing yourself in control and in charge of your destiny, being healthy and happy.
I ain't talking about, again, something that I read. I'm telling you what I experienced. I remember being upset. Okay, the word is pissed off. Forgive me. When the boss gonna tell me I can't go see my daughter to get her award. You heard me say it before. It burns. And my boss tell me I can't go, so guess what? I let it burn, and then one day I made a decision. And I made a decision to walk away. When I made a decision to follow my destiny, I felt it calling me. My destiny was calling me. And when I decided to stop letting it call me, but I chased after her, we went viral, make a decision.
What people mean when they say the word I. I think this is one of the most fascinating questions. Who do you think you are? I have a body. Not I am a body, but I have one, because I am the owner of the body in the same way as I own an automobile. And I can take the automobile to the mechanic, and occasionally in the same way I have to take my body to the mechanic, the surgeon, the dentist, the doctor, and have it repaired. Is that I am something inside a body, and I am not quite sure whether I am or am not my body. Some doubt about it. I say I think. I walk. I talk. But I don't say I beat my heart. I don't say I shape my bones. I don't say I grow my hair. I feel that my heart beating, my hair growing, my bone shaping is something that happens to me.
Friends, in most cases, will be the first to try and talk you out of something that you're passionate, excited about, and that you have a vision for. Most of the people that have no dreams will wake up every day trying to talk you out of your dreams. They have no goals. They have nothing that they're ambitious about.
Create your own reality by choosing your future. And not only is it important for you to know it's possible for you to choose your future, but it's necessary that you work on yourself, that you develop yourself. It's necessary that you get the energy drainers out of your life, people who don't want anything.
The most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could. Tell me I can't do it. I will prove you wrong. I will show you that you're mistaken. Because I believe, and this is real important, I can't will thwart you, will stop you, will slow you down, will turn you around, and cause you to move backwards if you let it. But if you have the proper mindset, I can't will do nothing but make you that more determined to get to your goal.
One problem, the violin. Because to do what you do, you've got to be a world-class violinist. Because if you don't, when you're moving around and being thrown around and still trying to play, you end up doing what you did, and that's missing loads of notes. And there were times when it sounded to me like a bunch of rats being strangled. Seriously, that bad. But you're not good enough, I don't think, to get away with flying through the air and trying to play the violin at the same time.
I don't think what you're doing right now is enough to fill a theater in Vegas.
That much movement made you not as great as you were. Made you not as great as you were.
Who's got the right to stop you? I mean, maybe some of you guys got something you never finished, something you really want to do, something you never said to somebody, something. and you're told no, even after you pay your dues, who's got the right to tell you that? Who? Nobody. It's your right to listen to your gut. It ain't nobody's right to say no after you earn the right to be where you want to be and do what you want to do.
People who discourage us. You know the people that you have in your life who, no matter how good of a day you're having, they'll bring you down. Or no matter how bad of a day you're having, they'll bring you even lower. You know what I'm talking about? Think of the three biggest discouragers in your life. They're not your biggest discouragers. You are.
Dear candidate, thank you for your application to our ballet academy. Unfortunately, you have not been accepted. You lack the right feet, Achilles tendons, turnout, torso length, and bust. You have the wrong body for ballet, and at 13, you are too old to be considered.
So you don't think you can? You don't think you can do it? Think again. No, you can. If you haven't done it, keep striving. Keep working. Don't let up. Things don't come easy. You gotta find it, whatever it is, within yourself. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit.
So, just because you fail, doesn't mean you're a failure. Alright? So, I just need you to do me a huge favor. And I just need you to keep going. Try to make that one different decision that you've not made before. And then my last one is don't let the distractions distract you. I know. Real simple. But don't let the distractions distract you. Failure is not an option. When you go into it, I want you to go into everything you do, listen to me, as if failure is not an option. All right? It's not a button. It's not a label. It does not exist. You can do it.
Don't let nobody steal your dream. I used to ask myself, can I do this? And something said within me, you're the one. You're the one.
If you want to be great, not good, not also grand, not second, not third, if you want to be great, the very best at what you do, obsession is a necessity. Once you have that magnificent obsession, once you question and pop for the two keys, then when somebody like that tells you can't do something, you have chosen the wrong one to tell something like that to. I will show you what I can do. I will turn your I can't, I will never, I won't, it's impossible. I will turn it around and I will show you that I can do anything.
If you want something bad enough, if you really love something, if you really want to have results, then dedicate yourself 100%. Go all in.
In complete darkness, we are all the same. It is only our knowledge and wisdom that separates us. Don't let your eyes deceive you.
through just living, just listen, purpose-driven, part of the One Positive Way Radio Network.
The Bible says it is with the mind that we serve the Lord. It is with the mind that we serve the Lord. The mind is the battleground. It is the place where the greatest conflict is. There are more people in this room having trouble in their mind than there are people having trouble in their finances. The struggle is in your mind. This is why we have people who go to bed tired and wake up tired. Slept 8 hours and you wake up still tired. The reason you wake up tired is that you got sleep but you didn't get rest. Your mind has been in turmoil all night long. You've been wrestling in your sleep. Have you ever woke up and your bed was wet? The bed is all tore up just like you've been in a fight because your mind has not rested. Your body went to sleep, but your mind is still caught up in a warfare. Your mind is the battleground. Pet somebody and tell them the enemy's after your mind. Out to worry you to death, out to stress you to death, out to break you down, out to make you quit, out to make you think that you can't get up, out to make you give up on your dream. The warfare is in your mind. It's not in your checkbook. It's not in your savings account. It's not on your job. The fight that you got to fight is in your mind. And if you whip it in your head, you can whip it in your checkbook. You can whip it on your job. You can whip it out of your children. But you got to cry it out of your head.
One Positive Way Radio production.